Cape Talk, the Africa Report with JJ Cornish.
JJ Cornish, good morning. Bonjour. How are you today, sir?
Bonjour, Zain. I'm immensely well. Any better, I'd have to tell the cops, eh?
All right, we'll call them for you later. JJ, we're starting off with the first story this morning. Britain to return Ethiopian emperor's hair?
Well, in the 1868, Emperor Tewodros decided to commit suicide rather than be taken prisoner by the British invaders. You know, Ethiopia prides itself in being a country that was never colonized. So he did this. His seven-year-old son was, in fact, taken to England, and he became a favorite of Queen Victoria's. He eventually died in England of pleurisy. But the remains of the emperor are in Windsor Castle. And the hair, some strands of his hair were handed to the National Army Museum 60 years ago. Now, the Army Museum returning these, saying that they're not setting any precedent. We're not saying we're going to send back all African artifacts. Because, you know, that's what's happening in France. Pieces of art and so on from Africa are being returned. They're not saying we're not establishing any precedent, but we realize that this has almost religious significance in Ethiopia. Ethiopia's been asking for this hair back, and they're now going to return it. So a good thing and probably a good start.
JJ, that's your first story, and moving on from the emperor's hair, which Britain is now set to return, back again to Ethiopia. Agathon Rwasa deplores Prive Tino of his Burundi opposition party launch. And how did that story unfold?
Well, you know, we have Pierre Nkurunziza, fairly authoritarian leader who's exceeded his term limit and all that sort of thing. Agathon Rwasa was very much front and center of the process during the civil war, ending the civil war. The negotiations handled by none other than our Jacob Zuma. And he's now saying that this refusal to allow him to launch his party brings back, you know, is reminiscent of that time. We haven't had this kind of problem since the civil war, he said. But it's just yet another pointer to just how he wants to fight the elections next year, and they're making it very difficult for him. Rwasa has remained an opposition figure throughout the post-Civil War period of Burundi, and I'm sure that there's going to be things said and pressure put on Pierre Nkurunziza to allow a proper opposition figure to stand in the elections next year.
And heading into the last story this morning, JJ, Tanzania arrests 65 witch doctors in probe on ritual killings. I don't even think that witch doctors still exist around in Africa.
Oh, well, witch doctors exist all the time. Goodness me, and they exist right here. We call them traditional healers, and there's, they're taken up. People consult them and see them for all sorts of things. But these are people with a much darker motive. There have been at least 10 children killed since January, and their body parts are removed. Now, and this happens particularly with albinos. There's a belief, you know, that the body parts of people bring health and good luck, and it's for that reason, nefarious reason, that people have been killed and particularly children. So this probe becomes more and more serious. With these 65 arrests, others are bound to follow, and we wait and see what happens. It's going to be a grim story to cover, I'm afraid.
Thanks very much, JJ. Back again tomorrow morning. Ademe?
Ademe, mon vieux.